Blessed Lunasa. It's celebrated in the beginning of August as what many pagans in the Northern Hemisphere recognize as the beginning of the harvest season. We see it here. Farmers are taking in hay and grain. Corn is ripening. The Palisade peaches are starting to make it here from the western slope. And the apples in our own garden at the fellowship are starting to look a lot more like something that we might eat than something that the children might throw at each other in fun. Why do I wish you all a blessed holiday that many of you have never even heard of? I wish it to you for a number of reasons. One, it's the start of the harvest season, and I wish you all plenty. Plenty of food to eat, plenty of shelter over your head, and plenty of people in your life to share the work with and to lighten your load. Two, it's a good time to celebrate slightly cooler temperatures. And for those of you who've got gardens, at this point you should really be starting to see the hard work that you've put in. And the third reason I want to wish you a blessed harvest is because in 1995, the UUA decided to list the sources of Earth Center traditions as one of our sources. The UUA defines it as spiritual teachings of Earth Center traditions which celebrate the sacred circle of life and instruct us to live in harmony with the rhythms of nature. Sounds so clinical and so straightforward when it is anything but. I'm a pagan whose tradition leans very heavily toward Druidism. In this congregation, I know that we have Druids, Wiccans, pantheists. We have those that have a spiritual practice closer to that of the First Peoples, First Nations, Native Americans, and that's just the ones that I know about. Of the seven continents, at least six of them have at one point, or currently have, people who practice or practiced what one could call an Earth Center tradition. Now, there might be pagan scientists that have been in Antarctica, but I haven't been able to verify it on Google, so I'm not going to speak to how true that may or may not be, because facts are good. There are beliefs in the goddess Isis, the god of Amun of Egypt, the belief in Kami and Shintoism in Japan. You've got Aborigines in Australia, Native Americans and First Peoples, Mayans, Aztecs, ancient Celts, ancient Norse. Then there are those groups who still practice in the higher reaches of Asia, whose names and belief systems I can't pronounce, and I will not do them the injustice of trying. And this list is just the tiniest tip of a very large iceberg. All of these traditions started with the meditation that I took you through. People looking around at what was happening in their world and trying to make sense of how it all worked. I grew up in the Southern Baptist tradition in my early years, and as I got older, that tradition began to speak to me less and less. And at 14, 15 years old, I started looking for a new belief system. I studied anything I could get my hands on. I read the Torah, the Quran. I read books about Buddhism, Shintoism, getting warm, Native American beliefs, getting a little warmer. And finally, when I got to the European earth-based traditions, ding, 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 we have a winner. I realized that it was a lot of what I had believed since I was a child. As a child, I'd always been able to look at the world and see everything interacting. I was also able to see magic in everything as if the whole world was breathing together. This included the trees, the rocks, to the stars in the sky, to my little brother, And to the creepy crawlies, it reminded me a lot of my little brother, you know, just a little bit icky. Hey, I was little. I've since learned to not just love, but appreciate and like my brother. I also appreciate the creepy crawlies, though I'd still rather not get too terribly up close and personal with them. The other takeaway I took from my Baptist upbringing as a wee Sunday school goer that I was that I was created in God's image. Well, darn it, I'm a girl. So my God must also be a girl. Well, even at 5 or 6, I knew that wouldn't be a popular opinion in my church. It was never something that I gave up. Later, the more that I studied the earth-based religions, the more I realized I was right. Most earth-centered beliefs recognize that there is a balance to life. Male, female, or a balance of elements. You've got Mother Earth and Father Sky. Brother Sun and Sister Moon. You have gods and goddesses both to watch over, keep the balance of all, and to keep the cycles moving. Many women in the UUA were drawn to goddess worship and goddess study for some of the same reasons that I was. Others were just tired of having grown up in religions where they were not valued simply because of who they were. So in the late 70s, there began a push to get rid of the sexist language of the original UU principles. And through workshops such as UU Principles, Do They Affirm Us as Women? In 1979, where that answer was a big fat no. These led us to the discussion after discussion, and finally the adoption of our current principles in 1984. Has anybody here ever heard of CUPS, the Covenant of Unitarian Universalist Pagans? The earliest known organized UU pagan worship was at the 1980 UU Continental Feminist Theology Convocation held in East Lansing, Michigan. We always have to throw extra words at things because, you know, they're not long enough, so as it is. Well, at this sponsored convocation, which was sponsored by the Continental Women and Religious Committee, that formed after the passage of the Women and Religious Resolution in 1977. These people were some of the same people who felt that women should be counted equally, as are the goddesses among the gods. Other like-minded people put together the first UU pagan group in 1985 at General Assembly in Atlanta, Georgia, and they decided to name themselves CUPS. Later that year, UU Paganism introduced itself to the Covenant of the Goddess Grand Council, one of the biggest groups of Wiccans and witches in the United States. And that's when the UU started to take big, serious notice that us pagans might be a thing. When the UUA adopted Earth-Centered Traditions as our sixth source in 1995, there was a lot of discussion about how we were going to phrase it. Some argued for pagan sources. Others argued for earth-centered. It was finally decided that earth-centered was the most inclusive. The earth-centered traditions are kind of like Christianity in that there are so many different kinds. I'm a pagan who most closely associates with Druids or Druidism. I am not personally Wiccan, or a witch, or a shaman, and that list goes on and on. The one thing that we all have in common is that our spiritual ancestors had a pretty difficult road. St. Patrick was not ridding Ireland of snakes. We didn't expect the Spanish Inquisition. And early New England was not exactly the best place for anyone with a knowledge of herbs or birth and babies. Even after all the attempts that have been made to quiet us, we're still here. The cycles of life still go on. We still celebrate the harvest and those who are dear to us. We celebrate the turning of the wheel. I had a birthday yesterday, one of those big ones that makes a woman realize she's marching just a little bit closer to being a very smart, wizened crone than a carefree maiden. And I mention this not for the accolades of getting a year older, but because I am really excited for the new knowledge that this year is going to bring. I look forward to living my Druid beliefs, which include trying to do no harm to the earth, trying to do no harm to people, and trying to value the magic that I see in life all around me. If you look around the pictures on the walls or the lists in the front of your hymnal, you might realize that some of those principles that you live out as a UU look a whole lot like the principles that I try to live out as a Druid and a pagan. They might make you appreciate that there might be just the tiniest little bit of pagan in you too.